Boop. Happy Thursday. Today is Thursday, January the 5th, 2023. Happy New Year. I know I said that Monday, but I've also posted a couple of throwback videos the past 2 days because I'm kind of trying to get stuff ready. And also, we have like 700 videos now. I didn't realize that till the other day, and I pulled up our YouTube channel to post something, and I was like, oh my goodness, we have 700 and some odd videos in the Daily Bible Readings playlist. And I guess that's what happens when you have a 3-year cycle of Daily Bible Readings and you do one almost every day. Some of the texts, as you can imagine, repeat themselves, and so therefore the videos would, and so I think, well, we'll just repost the video. And I think the two I did this week were both from 2020 when we started all this madness. So So this is actually only the second day this week I've done this. So anyway, Happy New Year again. Today's daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 72, Joshua 1, 1 through 9, and then Hebrews 11, 32 through 12, 2. But I'm going to take a look at Joshua because it is the new year, and I think it's good to talk about starting all over again. There's something about the new year that gets to people in good and bad ways. I mean, sure, it's a time of hopefulness, a time when we think about a fresh start, your New Year's resolution, which you've probably already forgotten, so I don't really make them, but you know, it's a time for hopefulness, a fresh start, time to begin again, but it's also a time to begin again, to start all over again. And for some, it's a rough time of year because we get a sense maybe that we have to do it all over again, right? There is something, I think, there is something psychologically challenging about staring down that long, empty, and unknown road into yet another year. Or you picture it this way, we're just looking at all the blank spaces on your calendar, right? People give you people calendars for Christmas, and you just came through your year. And if you're like me, you know, I kind of live by a calendar. I print it myself so I can put everything in there. You just filled up one calendar, and all of a sudden somebody hands you a blank one, and it's just kind of can be an overwhelming feeling that I gotta do this all again. There's something psychologically challenging about that, you know, looking down that long road, looking down all the way through that blank calendar. And sometimes when the journey through the previous year was hard enough, the year ahead can be a bit daunting to consider. And it probably doesn't help that every single news agency or whatever that you're exposed to on television or social media or whatever is bombarding you the last month of the year with all the stuff that happened in the previous year. And a lot of it's bad, right? Oh, remember when this happened? Oh, that was horrible. Let's watch the tape again. So, you know, staring down the promised land, right, of the new year from that position can be a bit daunting. And ironically, in the midst of one year, we can sometimes find ourselves like yearning for the next year until, like Israel, we're standing at that river waiting to cross. That's where Israel is. They've got this whole wilderness sojourn behind them, which wasn't a great experience. And they are standing at the river with this incredibly great unknown in front of them. They've been told a lot of stuff about it. They've been told it's going to be great. But here they are. Well, what it boils down to is that it comes down to a promise and a step, right? The promise that comes to them in this text is this, that if they would step forward, right, they would step forward, cross the river. God says, cross this river. Go ahead, cross this river. But the promise is that if they would cross this river and take that first step and make sure to follow God with each step after that, God will be with them wherever they go. So, we're all standing at the river, waiting to cross. Go ahead and take the step, but follow God with each step. And He'll be with you wherever you go. Anyway, that's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy the day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Boop.